protect ourselves from allowing our love to grow cold. And what does that even mean? Well, in Matthew 24, verse 12, it says, "At that time, many will turn away from their faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold." See, Jesus is telling us here about the signs of the end of the age and the persecution to come. See, persecution is painful and causes lots of pressure. That pressure can either run us into the arms of other believers or away from them. See, we can lean on our brothers or sisters, or we can seclude. If we seclude, then we are living outside of the will of God. See, the church is a critical part of being a follower of Christ. See, when we're not connected to the body, then we're missing critical body parts that we need to live for Christ in a fallen world. It also says in this passage that many will fall away, betray one another, and hate one another. We know that love is an action. So if we're not choosing to live in community with other believers, then we are not living in love. See, when we are being persecuted, we need to lean into our brothers and sisters, not away from them. And we must love our brothers and sisters when they are under persecution and not betray them and hate them. We have to have their backs, pray for them, and be the one to lean in when they choose to seclude. Next, we have to stand on the never-changing truth. Don't let fake prophets deceive you. Know God's word so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. So how do we protect ourselves from allowing our love to grow cold? We stay connected to a body of believers, and we walk this world in love and in truth.